السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. مفتي صاحب, may Allah تعالى grant you an afa afiyat. Allah تعالى take great work of deen and grant you acceptance for speaking what is haq and the truth. حضرة المفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Mr. Mtinzi. Thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, and with the benevolence and grace mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Sawfat, and verses number 139 to verse number 145. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in today's lesson is telling us about Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. What is the meaning of Yunus? Yunus means to be familiar. Familiar with the majesty of Almighty Allah, the sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Familiar with the truth and familiar with so many things that are very, very good. And that's how they become close and near to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, his nami nami ismi grami, is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran. He is such a mighty messenger. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala dedicated an entire surah and chapter to him, and that is surah to Yunus, chapter number 10 of the noble Quran. So from there alone we can understand what a mighty messenger he was. So let's see what Almighty Allah informs us regarding them. Remember in Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, and the last verse, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 12, verse 111. The last verse, indeed in those events, episodes, stories, and narratives of the Prophet's messengers, Sahaba, the Awliyaullah, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take these lessons? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Only the real intelligent one, in the intellectual ones, not what the world calls intelligent, what Islam calls true intellectuals and true intelligent and intellectual people. Surah 37, verse number 139, our starting point for today. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And verily Jonah, he was from the prophets and the messengers, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, not elected by people. You have clowns and you have cronies and you have murderers and you have rapers and you have criminals in parliament in various parts of the world. Look at Trump, going to become the president, and so many charges hanging on his head, 34 charges of felony. So that is the world, how it goes on, the merry-go-round, the circus with the comedians and harames. Wa inna Yunus ala min al mursaleen. And verily Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam was selected by Almighty Allah to be amongst the messengers and the prophets. Their character impeccable, and they are people who are protected from all vices and sins. Ismatul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. That is the masla, that is the issue. All prophets and messengers from Adam right up to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find that, remember, that they are ma'asum and protected by divine protection. Wa inna Yunus ala min al mursaleen. Now he was sent to a place called Nineveh. Nineveh is there in Iraq, modern day Mosul. If you hear the Westerners and them saying, they say Mosul, M-O-S-U-L. We must get out of this habit, pronouncing the ways of the Kuffar, Gaza, nay, Gaza. And remember, not Mosul, Mosul. So that is the new name, if you want to call it. So in the olden times, the archaic name was Nineveh. So he was sent to those people there. That is Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jonah, peace be upon him. Now he is inviting his people, but they are not listening, and they are not listening to the message or the messenger. So one day, in desperation, he left them without waiting for the command of Almighty Allah, and told them the punishment is imminent, will come any time. So the word Almighty Allah uses here is abaqa. Abaqa is used when you have a slave and he runs away from his master and owner. Like today, you find the prisoners in prison that they take a dash for freedom. Somehow they broke, you know, the gate and what have you, the prison gates and what have you, and then they ran away, escaped. So very similar to this now for our puny little brains now. So id abaqa, so abaqa means he went away. That he, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, went away. Went away from what? Before the command and permission of Almighty Allah. So he did not wait for the revelation to come. It was his own ijtihad, his own independent thinking. But this is not a sin. Remember, it's a mistake. Prophets and messengers can make mistake. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, also made mistakes in salat and so forth. So إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. So remember that when he ran away, went away without the permission, command of Almighty Allah, إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ, to a boat, to a ship that was fully laden. The passengers were filled, and remember, the luggage and everything filled to capacity. They knew him as a pious person, so they told him, fine, you come, you got hardly any luggage. Now the weather became inclement, storm, windy, and so forth. So according to their custom, tradition, and superstition, they at that time, they said there is somebody here who ran away from his master. So now nobody wanted to own up. Then they had a raffle. So in the raffle, Fasahama. So in the raffle they had, his name came out. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَدِينَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمَغْلُوبِينَ. So he was now overpowered. So now he said, you will have to be taken out. The ship is too full, and we have to reduce the amount of passengers and so forth. And it seems that you are guilty, you did something. So he knew deep down what he did. He ran away, went away without the permission of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So he said, fine, you do what you have to do. So they threw him overcast, meaning they put him in the ocean. You see that? So that is what they did to Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Allah Jalla Wala wants to save somebody. How he saved Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam there in the inferno. How he saved and protected Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam there in the Ghari Thawr. What Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, chapter 9 verse 40. So what happens? فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ. So a big fish now swallowed him. What was this fish? It was a whale, you see. So now it made him a luqma. It took him in as a morsel. وَهُوَ مُلِيم وَوْحَالِيَ Whilst he was blaming himself, rebuking himself. Oh, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, why didn't you wait for the command of Allah? Now see all the ramifications and consequences. So Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us a lesson. In life, many a time we are in a tight corner, in a tight spot. So read. What must you read? Chapter 21, verse number 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. La ilaha illa anta. Truly there is none worthy of worship but you, Ya Allah Jalla Wala. Subhanaka, everlasting glory, perfection is for you alone. Arabic, the tafsir commentary of Subhanaka will mean munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. You transcend every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. You're more perfect than the word perfect, Ya Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That is Subhanaka. Inni nafahim Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Inni kuntu mina zalimin. I am from the wrongdoers. I committed a mistake, Ya Allah. When me and you translate for us, we are ordinary mortals and human beings and sinners and transgressors. Inni kuntu mina zalimin. I am from the oppressors. I am from the wrongdoers. I am from the sinners, Ya Allah. So we draw the distinction and dichotomy when translating for him. Jonah, peace be upon him. For Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, and we translate for ourselves. Read it whenever you are worried, sorry, you have worry, sorry, anxiety, read it abundantly. See what Allah says. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ Had it not been that he, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, made tasbih, he glorified Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala abundantly. مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ Tasbih. So he glorified Almighty Allah. Then where? لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَا يَوْمِ يُبَاثُونَ Then he should have remained in the belly of the fish of the whale. إِلَا يَوْمِ يُبَاثُونَ Till the day of justice, till the day of resurrection. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, Rahimahullah, the sage of the age, the Waliullah, the Khasani Khuda, saw a dream. You see that? So what was the dream? That three consecutive nights, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, he must go to a church. Long story, I'm just giving you this one part. So the priest told him, Bayezid, I'm asking you questions. He asked him 14 questions, I'm just giving you one. And he said that the proviso condition is, you must give me the answer from the Quran, from the glorious noble Quran. Hazrat Bayezid said, I'm ready. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ When you have taqwa and true piety, Allah consciousness, then Allah becomes your direct teacher. And Hazrat Bayazid Bustami was from the awliya illah, awliya rahman, the special servants of Almighty Allah. So then the priest asked him in the church, and all the people are listening, there's silence in the church. Who is that person who was in the grave and the grave was moving and then he came out alive from that grave? Hazrat Bayazid Bustami said, very easy. It was Jonah. It was Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَا يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ How long did he stay in the belly of the whale of the fish? Some ulama wrote 40 days, some wrote 3 days, be that as it may. Thereafter what Allah did. Did, oh Yunus, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, you should have waited. Now at least you have learned something. So Allah is saving him, rescuing him. فَنَبَذَنَاهُ Hence, subsequently, thereafter, فَاِتْ تَعْقِيب فَنَبَذَنَاهُ Allah Ta'ala uses the plural. Hence, we rescued him, we threw him out. Now from where? Threw him out from the belly of the fish. So we threw him out from from the belly of the fish. So he gave him this answer. He said, correct. So even that priest, he knew what is the truth, but he didn't embrace Islam. So Hazrat Bayezid, when he went there, all the people in the church, they embraced Islam. See how Allah Ta'ala uses people. فَنَبَذَنَاهُ So this plural collective noun, royal pronoun, is used as a symbol of respect and reverence. Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. فَنَبَذَنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ Hence we threw him out from the belly of the fish, there on a barren land. Open land, la hajara wala shajara wala 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 wala, nothing there, no stone, no tree, no fruit, wala thamara, wala nothing. So barren land he is, and wahuwa saqim, and is very very sick. When a baby is born so tiny, and now came out, you must remember from where, that the mother went through gestation, and now so much pain, labor pain, but once the baby is born, she takes the baby, embraces the baby, kisses the baby, my son, my daughter, and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala now saved him, rescued him, but he's so ill also. What happens? Inshallah, Monday we will continue. Fascinating lesson of the noble Quran, the noble glorious Quran. Allah make us lovers of the noble Quran. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Surah chapter number 3. Let me go back. So today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446 and Gaza genocide 337. You got it? The Holocaust continues for almost 78 years in the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, and the settlers remember that and see what they are doing. So now we give you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. The Jutlas murder Aisha Noor. Who they murdered? Aisha Noor. Aisha Noor is a Turkish person and she's an American citizen. So now it hits the world's headlines. They can murder and kill 200,000 plus Palestinians. People say, now we know all this. But if they hit an American, then it becomes world news. Not only world news, now it's going to United Nations and there will be an investigation. You haramis, you murderers, you are the cursed nation, Jutlas and Zionists. How come you murdered an American citizen? You see that? The White House say they're very concerned. You haramis, your concern means nothing to us. You are also a legitimate target once you enter into occupied Palestine. One settler, one bullet. One foreigner, one bullet when you're fighting on the side of the Israelis. So remember the same stunt they pull with Shirin Abu Aqila. Abu Aqila was a Christian. She was a journalist for Al Jazeera for over 20 years. And then they said that what? They didn't kill her. After 3-4 months, then they admitted, yes, we killed her. Our sniper killed her, cold-blooded murder. Because we want to suppress the truth and we hate the press and we hate the journalists. So that is Israel, the most moral army in the world, the only democracy in the world. So there's no democracy and there's no morality in that army. Each one of them a war criminal, and it must be dismantled, the entire apartheid terrorist regime. And Erdogan says the government of Israel murdered this lady, Aisha Noor, rahimahullah. Allah grant her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And remember, Shirin Abu Aqila is non-Muslim, but she taught the world also a big lesson. When I met the ambassador of Palestine there in Lusaka, on his table, he had, I thought it's his wife from a distance, when he told me, yes, she is. Then I went to go see. So it was Shirin Abu Aqila on his table. He had her photo there. So now Ben Gvir, the harami, the super terrorist of Israel, walking there by the beach in Tel Aviv, and a lady and a man come and they curse him and tell him, you are a murderer, Ben Gvir, you are a terrorist and you are sabotaging the whole deal and so forth. He doesn't know where to put his face. The cameras are on him. Every person got a cell phone and a smartphone. And then one lady took sand and threw it in his face. You see that? So now that lady already got arrested. You must remember this. So now the question we have to ask United Nations and the world media, how come there are different laws when Palestinians are murdered cold-bloodedly, children and others? Then there's no big investigation at United Nations. But when an American is killed and so forth, so how come that happens? So it shows that the world media is skewed and they have lopsided, they have a sinister motive, hidden agenda. We need to name them and shame them. You know, there was a guy, Dick Cheney. So Dick Cheney used to walk around with a walking stick. Mr. Dick, his brains was also somewhere else. You must remember that. With Bush, he was the vice president. He says, I'm a Republican, but this time elections come, I got no time for Trump. Trump is a criminal. I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. How's that now? So many of the Republicans, hardcore, are going to vote for Harris. You know why? Because the elections 2024, November 5th, is cooked up already. That is your America. They want inspectors. They want observers in other countries. I visited America in 2000 twice. First time with my brother, Yusuf Dokrat. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. In 2002, he passed away with his beloved son, Umar Farooq, and in a tragic accident, Allah give father and son Jannat al-Firdaus. And second time with my wife. And lo, and that's the time also Clinton the Harami. And that's the time I went into White House and United Nations and Security Council and everywhere we went in with Allah's help. I say, hey, me, I'm from South Africa. I want to check all these things. They say, yeah, yeah, come inside, no problem. Before 9/11, you see. So in 2000. So anyway, so the point I want to make is this. That time there was a dispute. Who won the elections, you must remember, in 2000? Was it Al Gore or was it George Bush? So they cooked it up in favor of George Bush. You see that? So that is when the trouble started. So this time the elections is also cooked already. Therefore, Putin says, me also, I endorse Kamala Harris. Imagine an African, Indian lady going to become the first ever time a president in United States of America, and Hillary Clinton will be cursing herself. Me, a whitey, I couldn't make it. She says she cracked the glass ceiling, and Kamala Harris will break the glass ceiling. So that's all their politics, all haramis they are. Israel, so now, is turning the West Bank, Dafatul Gharbiya, into another Gaza. They withdrew from Jenin, and what they did, they tore up the roads, they demolished the buildings, and it will cost them $100-200 million just to fix up the streets and infrastructure. So that is there. But our Palestinians say, ask the Israelis, how many of their soldiers we dispatched straight to hell? Over 10-20 of them. Alhamdulillah, we dispatched them to hell. We will never surrender. Imma shahada wa imma zafar. Allah will give us victory or Allah will give us martyrdom. Quran says, ihdal husnayin. Both are a victory for us. And the jutlas, for them is everlasting doom and gloom in this world and in the year after. Allah said so. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them. Look at now how humiliated they are. They killed and murdered and martyred our sister Aisha Noor. Allah bless her grave with Noor. Allah Ta'ala make her easy for her family as well. Biden listens to BB in the English language. So they're telling Biden, you must listen to BB in Hebrew. Get somebody to translate everything. Then you will know what is his agenda. He's making you a fool because you're suffering from dementia. You have selective amnesia. You're another harami, Biden, the war criminal. So remember that this happened in France. A man drugged his wife for years and and told other strange men to come and rape her. This is the Western culture, remember. So 50 men plus came to rape his wife with his permission. So they all are found guilty. This is the haramis. Russia beating Ukraine to pulp in so many places. And Zelensky got one story only, give us more arms, give us more arms. Do you know, since he went inside February 2022, where are we today? Day number 9925. Well done, Putin. Any person hits America, Europe, Britain, Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, harami, we will support him. You can quote me anywhere. We don't bother of anybody. Alhamdulillah. Hindus attacking Muslims in various parts of India. They are our arch enemy, Quran says. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the Hindus. We never said every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. Look at both apartheid regimes of Israel and India. So Trump's now, he created the storm. You see, he slept with a prostitute and her name is Stormy Daniels. And then when he had to hush it up to become president in 2016, so what he did, he paid $130,000. But now he's saying, I never slept with her. Then what the hell, you had to pay $130,000? So now they want to charge him and they're going to give a decision and verdict, but not now. Before the elections, the judge says, the judge also turned out, you see, you must be sober like a judge, but this judge is not sober. He's looking at, maybe Trump means, then I will be in big trouble. So he says, we will pass the verdict 3 weeks after the U.S. elections. All haramis. 100,000 mpox vaccines for Congo have arrived. Now they're going to make the people of Congo monkeys. You see, mpox is monkeypox and moneypox. The K is silent, as they did with COVID and so forth. And why only Africa? Why not in Britain? Why not in America? They use it as a testing ground. There, let's see the reaction and so forth. Even in Gaza. So remember that. They're just using it there. So as a testing ground, let's see what happens and so forth. So you must remember, there's a guy there and he is named, listen to this, write it down all of you, you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Just see, maybe you will find it online also. The author's name is Matt, M-A-T-T, M-A-T-T, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-A-R-D, surname Kenneth, K-E-N-N-A-R-D. He wrote a book. I just saw something about it yesterday. And the book's title is The Racket. Racket, R-A-C-K-E-T, right? He says that America has invested in military so many thousands and millions and billions. If you look at American troops in UK alone, is 12,000 alone. Can you believe that the whole UK is run by America, basically? 12,000 Americans. That's what he wrote in his book, The Racket and so forth, by Matt Kenneth. Read these kind of books, then you will know who are the haramis. So now Americans are coming back from space and they're leaving two astronauts there. They say, you can stay there. You remember the Russians, Yuri Gagarin. So he stayed there and he died there also, if you know anything about space news and so forth. So MK is Zuma, Obama. You see, Baba, we like him, I like him. I want to make him Sulman. Two people I want to make Sulman. I want to make Muslim, Zuma and Putin, inshallah. So he say, this coalition is a coalition of weakness. He say, you can't agree on anything properly, so they're taking a swipe at the government of national unity and so forth. The justice Malimani or whatever is the, her name is, understand? Similani, that's her name. Similani. But Similani is no more Alani. She's in big trouble now. They put their fingers in the bank and she says, no, it was a loan. The parliament said, don't come talk nonsense here. So she's going to jump. Cyril, can't you even check who your ministers are? You get all corrupted people, but I can't blame you because you're also corrupted. You know what, pala pala. So that stain will remain on you till you die, Cyril. C-R, remember that. And let me tell you what happened yesterday. So yesterday, my brother Haji Ahmed Abdi from Somaliland, mashallah, he's originally from there. He came to fetch me, and then we went to 15th Street. He had to free the dope, or you call Pageview, or you call for whatever it is. So we were there, and then I translated the khutbah, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, mashallah. And then we went in the masjid and delivered the talk for almost half an hour. Qari Choksi there, 29 years, 30 years. The muazzin, almost 29, 30 years. I asked the people, do you know your muazzin is 29, 30 years? And Nokhal, on top of it, his name is Hussein. So I told him, my name is Hussein. Then we got Saddam Hussein, but none of us are relatives, you see that. So Allah Ta'ala accept Qari Choksi, accept Muazzin, and the fitna makers, they try to torpedo my talk there. They sent out pamphlets with somebody else's name, but Qari Choksi told them 2 weeks ago. You see, these are the people, how Allah humiliates them, because they closed the mosque. You must, same characters, scholars for dollars, some of them go to church also. So, and then I had lunch by Bhamli Kaka. You see, my father Ismail Hussein, he passed away in Ramadan 82. Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus. Then my youngest Kaka is my pastor Brur, you see, my chacha. So Ibrahim Kaka in Bopatius room. So we call him Bhamli Kaka. He passed away on a Friday and so forth. I had to perform janaza and what have you. Okay, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So yesterday we got a new Bhamli Kaka. Now this Bhamli Kaka is Ibrahim Musa, you see. So we call him Bhamli. We Mehmans got our own style, right? So Anwar Musa, the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat here. So I spoke to him from Bhamli's house, you see. So his wife cooks, you know, sent beautiful akani. So I told Bhamli, I said, Gharwari ke chuja, Babi ke chuja, manjo iman to bahut aza thi yo. My iman increased after eating the suji and then mashallah, the akni, and then the mangoes also came. For where they got the mangoes, Allah alone knows. Wonderful mangoes. Then they gave me also some. So Bhamli kaka ne bhai, mashallah, manji Babi, bo merbani anji, jazakallah. My memory stops, right? So alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, I'm praising them for the chows and entertainment and hospitality. Mohammed Salim Kareem, you must taste proper Mehman Akani. Then you will really enjoy it. Let's fire up, Molana.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. Is it permissible for a woman to pierce her belly button?
Allah gave you what navel and all that. What you want to make other piercings and all these type of things? Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the noble Quran what Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan said after he was expelled. Always remember these two words. You say Iblis, Shaitan, Lucifer was expelled from Jannah. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha were transferred from Jannah. Always understand how to translate. So Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis was expelled. He took various oaths. Chapter 4, verse 119, 119. وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Satan, Iblis said, I will command them. They will change the creation of Allah. Look at where it's gone. Transgender. Born Eve became Steve. Born Steve became Eve. Now Allah gave you a good body, everything. You got nostrils, you got ears, you know, everything you can hear, and some mouth, and what have you, and so many other things. So now, I want to make my own belly button, because our brains is there in the belly or somewhere else. Remember that. Totally, absolutely haram. People who do this are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Can a wife be buried in the same grave with her husband if the husband had passed away a few years before her?
Yesterday, my brother Muhammad Khan and myself, after Fajr Salat, I give advices. Then I told Muhammad, come on, let's go. He said that he knows we must go. So we went to his mother's grave, father's grave. His father passed away 6 years ago. Mother was buried now 2-3 weeks ago. So, mashallah, both janazas I read. Allah Ta'ala grant them ghariqi rahmat. Allah Ta'ala envelope them and all our parents and our family members and the entire ummah who passed away with Iman and Islam with Jannat al-Firdaus, totally permissible. There's no problem. Recycling of the graves, totally permissible. Qari Choksi told me that his Nana or Dada yesterday, I can't remember exactly, so many things they were speaking. He said after 60 years, 70 years, something like that, they opened the grave of one of his grandparents and Lash Mubarak Bilkul Sahi Salimta. The grave, the person who passed away, his grandfather, that the body was still intact. So you see, mashallah, great Hafiz, great Qari, making great khidmat and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala gives us signs in this worldly life as well, that how sometimes Allah protects and preserves the body. Totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, tell me, can an A be an executor of a will?
100%. I have 2 sons, 3 daughters, for example. Whatever, you know, I don't have children. So now I tell my son that you must become my executor. I tell my daughter, you must become the executor. So all permissible, but it's better you make your son compared to daughter, because now you have to deal with the lawyers and attorneys and advocates and what have you. So totally permissible. Islamically, there's nothing wrong with that. So one of the heirs or two of the heirs become executors. Totally permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, does a woman get the same sawab if she reads some of her salah in her room in Makkah and Medina?
Each one of you, and especially you Salafi scholars, scholars for dollars, taking money from MBS, Ibn Salman, our Yahya Sinwar said, I turned the whole of Tel Aviv upside down. Tonight you must see, today is the Sabbat. Yom Sabt, Quran calls it. You see, a Sabt. So they, the Jutlas, call it Sabbat. Sabbath, we say. And after Maghrib, the Sabbat is end. The night precedes the day. So after Maghrib, after sunset, see all the hell break loose tonight there in Tel Aviv, there in Beersheba, and there in Haifa, and there in Jerusalem. And Yahya Sinwar, waqala qawaiduna Yahya Sinwar, I'm coming for you, Ibn Salman. He say that you will see hundreds and hundreds of thousands marching, protesting. Bibi, you must resign. You're a terrorist, you're a murderer, you are killing our own people, and so forth and so on. So the pressure is piling on. How Hasina had to run from Bangladesh. Insha'Allah, Allah will humiliate Bibi and Smotrich and Ben Gvir, the 3 haramis and the 3 terrorists and murderers and war criminals. They are guilty of Holocaust. They are guilty of genocide and ethnic cleansing, the haramis, and his whole cabinet as well. So anyway, you must remember that. So why I'm telling you all this, yeah? The Salafis, they say, no, the women must go masjid and all that. So scholars for dollars, now I'm quoting to you At-Targhib wa-Tarhib and edited by Sheikh Nasruddin Albani rahimahullah. The Sahabiya Umme Humayd As-Sa'idiyya comes to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I love reading Salat in Masjid Nabawi behind you. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm just paraphrasing it, said, very good, you want to read Salat behind me in Masjid Nabawi, but remember your house got 3 parts, 3 sections. You read Salat there in the front section, you get more reward than reading Salat Namaz behind me in Masjid Nabawi. You read in the middle of your house, you get more reward. You read right there at the back, you will get maximum, optimum reward. This is in Khairul Qurun, the golden era of Islam. Today, wherever you go, there's fitna and that. Yesterday, a person phoned me. I won't take the Masjid's name. He said he went there and he said that go see in Houghton, that I didn't tell the Masjid's name, but I'll just play it, man, so you know exactly. He said the amount of mix-up between men and women, you couldn't believe it, and so forth. All this happening under the auspices of our ulama, and so forth, and so on. I mean, we must speak the truth. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any family, any jamaat, or any politician, or any government. Wal haqqu haqqu yutaba. You like it, you take it. You don't like it, lump it. I got nothing to do, but I will name you and shame you and nail you when you violate the Sharia and try and justify it. That is our duty. And remember that that is what Quran says we have to do. So you see today where you say women must come, so they get dolled up and they come. Even the old man gets horny when he looks at them. You see that? So all haram. They Makkah, you go, Medina, you go. You read salat behind the imam, your salat is valid. But if you be speaking about thawab, your thawab is much, much more if you read salat in your hotel. And that is sahih, authentic hadith. Remember that. And according to all four schools, hadith in Abu Dawood, wa buyutuhunna khairul lahunna, and their homes are better for them.
Okay, sahab, is it permissible to just say condolences to a family of a non-Muslim who passes away? Not to comfort them, but just to use the word sorry for your loss. Is it permissible or not?
Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us the lesson. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't go pray with them. You can't go to the memorial service. You can't go to their cemetery or crematorium. All that totally haram. But you got a neighbor, or you were with a guy in school or whatever, you, his or her mother passed away, and what? You just say, no, I was sorry to hear the news. So words like that you use, it's fine. There's no problem with that. But anything else that you say, R.I.P., you say that your father, your mother go to heaven, you lose your iman, you go out of Islam, you're rejecting this verse if you try and justify it. Chapter 9, verse 84. So we need to know and keep everything in its proper perspective. Last question, Mohan, our salat time has changed here. It's 5:45 now, so we carry on, inshallah. And when we come to Durban, we'll change all the times, inshallah. Last question.
This lady passed away, leaving behind three daughters. Her husband and son had passed away before her. How will the inheritance be shared?
In a case like that, if she has three daughters, the lady passed away, her husband passed away, her parents passed away, and so forth, there are no sons and so forth. So in a case like that, Quran Kareem teaches us three daughters, two-thirds share for her. Then their deceased has siblings. If she has brothers only, then the brothers will take the one-third. If she has sister or sisters only, then they will take the remainder. And if the residue is one-third, and their brothers and sisters siblings, then the ratio 2-1 will work. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.